Hey there, Heather Gray here, aka the Lyme Boss. I'm a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and a certified bioenergetic practitioner. I know, it's a mouthful. I like working with fast-paced professionals who have mysterious digestive issues, right? That you feel like Violet off of Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory after you eat something because you bloat so bad and you feel like an Oompa Loompa is going to come out of the wall and roll you away, right? Or maybe you've got brain fog where you walk into a room and you don't remember why you're there and you find your keys in the refrigerator. Or maybe you've got exhaustion, fatigue. There's not even a word in the English language to describe the level of fatigue you're experiencing. None of these are normal. None of these are all issues of something bigger. Could it be undiagnosed Lyme disease and mold toxicity? I know it was with myself. And even though the name of this podcast and my business name is The Lyme Boss, this isn't just for people with Lyme disease. This is for anybody who's been diagnosed with anything. Fill in the blank, diabetes, overweight, Hashimoto's, cancer. Because when you get to the root cause of these issues, it doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. These root cause factors can be helped with every single one of the guests that I have on my show. You could learn something from every single one of these guests on my show. And today's guest is no different. But before we get into that, a quick disclaimer, right? Like, I am not a licensed doctor. Do not take advice from this show without talking to somebody licensed, experienced first. You cannot hold us liable, as these are the opinions expressed on this show, not necessarily based in health facts. So just make sure that if you do hear something, you want to follow through with it, that you're, you know, covering your butt and talking to your provider, and you can't come back and sue me and say I heard it on your show, because I'm going to say, nope, there's a disclaimer. So but now we can move forward now that legal mumbo jumbo is over. So on to our guest. Welcome my special guest today, Dr. Tom O'Brien, to the show. Yay! Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be with you.
It is always such a pleasure. I fangirl every time I see you, you know, whether it's in person or online, because you really have changed my life in so many ways and helped me to change other people's lives. And so I just adore talking to you.
Oh, thank you. You're just such
an amazing person. And you've got something pretty cool in the works right now that we're wanting to talk about, right?
Yes, we do. I did this thing 11 years ago now called the Gluten Summit, and it was just my passion to try and carry out a message, because I'd been teaching on stage about wheat for a long time. It was the first health summit ever, and as a result of it, many of my friends called and asked, how did you do that? And I said, I don't know, we just made it up, you know? And so they asked, could they speak with my team? And then my team came back to me and said, Dr. Brian, Mark Hyman wants to do a summit. Deanna Minnick wants to do a summit. Isabella Wentz wants to do a summit. We should start a company. And I said, no, it's not my thing, man. But you guys go ahead with my blessing. I mean, we did great together, because I just hired these people out of the blue. They didn't know each other. And we put all this together. That was the formation of Health Talks Online.
Shut up. I had no idea you were the godfather of that.
Yeah. And it gives me a sense of pride to know that tens of millions of people have been helped on their health journey as a result of watching summits and things like that. And that was the first thing I'd ever done. And then I did one 7 years ago called the Betrayal, the Autoimmune Disease Solution They're Not Telling You. And now this is the third one. You know, I'm not a professional at this. I don't do this unless we have a passion and we think the message is so important. And so I've been working for a year now, my team and I. It'll be a year in a couple of weeks. Our first interview was a year ago. And it's called The Inflammation Equation, Decoding the Path to Optimal Well-Being. And it took me 3 months to come up with the title, because nothing felt right, you know, but it really is. There's so much information now to do this, do that, this diet, that diet, this pill, that pill, stem cells, autophagy, you know, what do? Diet, fasting. How do you decode all of that information? And so I've gone around the world, 7 countries, interviewed over 60 world experts. And I mean the world experts. And like Professor Yehuda Schoenfeld at Tel Aviv University is the godfather of autoimmunity. To give you a sense of this guy, he runs the immunology department there. And medical doctors, they'll go there to get their PhD in immunology. And 26 of them, and there are many, many, many more, but 26 chair departments of immunology in med schools and hospitals around the world. They're his students. This is the godfather. And he and I shared the stage at a conference in Rome in December. And so I interviewed him there, and he said things like, I mean, just so profound. And I'm going to share this because this is what the whole event is like. I mean, it's just so what? Kind of game changing. He said, we are born 99% human, which means that a newborn baby has a little bit of bacteria in their gut, but not very much. Mom does inoculate the gut during pregnancy. Not very much, though. Most of it, of that inoculation of the good bacteria in the gut, comes through the natural birth process. And then afterwards, whatever bacteria you're exposed to. But we're born 99% human. And many of us have heard that there's in the adult, there's 10 times more cells of bacteria in the body than human cells. And it's true. It's true. There is 10 times more. So Schoenfeld says, we are born 99% human and we die 90% microbial. Well, there's 10 times more of them than there are of us. Humans, 10 times more bacterial cells than human cells. So that's like, and it's not just a cerebral exercise, for geeks, because, when you think about it for a moment, wait a minute. There's 10 times more of them than human cells? Yes. And these guys produce exhaust. Like, if I exercise too hard, the next day my arms are sore. And it's just lactic acid. I couldn't flush out all the lactic acid that was made by the muscle cells. We all know that. Drink some water, you'll be fine in a day or two. Just flush it out, right? But it's the exhaust of muscle cells. Bacteria have exhaust. And we don't think about it, but they're called short-chain fatty acids, nucleic acids. There's a number of different categories of exhaust by the bacteria in our gut. That exhaust, called the metabolites of the microbiome, makes up 36% of all the small molecules in the healthy bloodstream. Over one-third of everything in the bloodstream are the small molecules of the bacteria in your gut's exhaust. Well, wait a minute. Why? I mean, what? What? Over a third? Yes. Why? Well, it was Michael Gerson at Princeton who wrote the book in 1999, The Second Brain. And in that book, he told us for every one message from the brain going down telling the gut what to do, there are nine messages from the gut going up telling the brain what to do. The ratio is 9 to 1, right? So who's got their hands on the steering wheel of the balance of your brain hormones called neurotransmitters? It's the bacteria in your gut. The ratio is 9 to 1. So when you have depression, you treat the symptoms of depression, but you also have to treat the gut. Because that balance, that imbalance of brain hormones is being caused by messages from the bacteria in the gut. And when you have too many bad bacteria in the gut, the messages are messages of inflammation. So Schoenfeld tells us we're born 99% human, we die 90% microbial. Well, what does that mean? It means this is the dance of life. You want to have a healthy, vital, dynamic life? You make friends with the bacteria in your gut. Every day you think about how do I feed the good guys in the gut and how do I keep to a minimum the bad guys in the gut? Because they're sending out the messages into your bloodstream, and the bloodstream is just a highway. Lots of traffic, it's all going the same direction, but it's just a highway. And that highway is full of messengers from the gut. And the messengers tell your heart how to beat, how hard to beat. That's your blood pressure. The messages tell your brain what balance of hormones to have. The messengers from the gut talk to your liver. how to detox the chemicals you're exposed to. All of this that we've learned in the last 20 years about the good guys in the gut. So that's just one example of what?
Well, you know, and it's funny, what? I haven't actually seen you do the heal the gut dance in quite some time. Like when I saw you speak, like it's still stuck in my head. Like when I talk to my husband about who you are and he goes, he starts doing the dance.
He doesn't. Yes, that's true. That's true. And I haven't done the dance in the inflammation equation. Thank you. I'll have to remember to do the dance. But I share all that geeky stuff with you because we interpret it into everyday language. It was pretty funny. You know, I'm interviewing Schoenfeld in Rome, and you know, he's a very formal, extremely well-respected researcher and leader in the field of immunology and healthcare. And he's talking to professor, excuse me. And he just looked at me and I said, did you just say, well, yes. Well, does that mean yes? So then could we assume that, well, actually, yes, yes. So the bacteria in our gut have the hands on the steering wheel of how our brain works. Yes. And, you know, so you get it from the horse's mouth in everyday language. And we did that again and again. David Furman at the Buck Institute and at Stanford, he's got the contract with NASA as to why the astronauts are aging in space so quickly. You know, because their aging is highly accelerated. I mean, there's no way a human can go to Mars. I mean, the flight's only 2.5 years and technology will allow that, but humans will die of old age in space, not of radiation poisoning, old age. And Furman's got the contract to figure that out. And they've been working on it for a number of years. And it was one of his articles that really got me fired up to do the inflammation equation because it's inflammation. Oh. Yeah. It's always inflammation, always.
You said fired up. I was like, oh, fired up, inflammation, haha, get it?
Yeah, there you go.
Got you, a little got bit you of fired a pun. Up.
So one more point that I'll tell you is that the Center for Disease Control tells us that 14 of the 15 top causes of death in the world are chronic inflammatory diseases. It's always inflammation, always. 14 of the 15. The 15th, the last one, is unintentional injuries, accidents. Everything else is chronic inflammation. So what we are doing here is putting into everyday language the recognition that there's this inflammation under the surface that's there for years. While people don't feel anything at all, they feel fine. Hey, how are you? I'm fine, thanks. You know, yeah, I'm getting by. They've got no disease. They think they're okay. But this inflammation is killing off cells, killing off cells, killing off cells. Until eventually, whatever tissue is being damaged, that's determined by your genetics and how you live your life. You know, you pull at a chain, it always breaks at the weakest link. It's at one end, the middle, the other end, your heart, your brain, your liver, wherever your weak link is. Well, the pull on the chain is inflammation. And eventually you pull in that chain while you feel fine. Well, the link starts to break and all of a sudden that tissue is not working quite as well as it should be. Maybe it's your thyroid and you've got cold hands and feet. It's hard to get up in the morning. You wish you had 20 more minutes in bed. You know, simple symptoms of thyroid dysfunction. And that continues for a while with this dis-ease, but it continues because the lifestyle continues. And eventually you get symptoms that you go to a doctor for, and then you get diagnosed with a disease. And then we think, oh, I just got diagnosed. You know, I just got this problem. No, you've had the problem for years. And so we're going to show you how this inflammation thing works, where it comes from, how do you identify it, what are simple things that you can do to turn it around. That's our goal.
That's perfect. Perfect time to stop real quick for a real quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We're going to dive into some of the little nuggets. Of course, we can't give it all away because you need to watch the movie, but we can dive into some pearls. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hey there. I want to talk to you about an amazing new product called CellWell. I know many of you have been struggling to find relief from your Lyme disease symptoms or symptoms of long COVID or maybe sinus infections or the flu. The symptoms that take you away from all the things that are most important to you in your everyday life. CellWell is different from other products. It works at the cellular level to fight inflammation, which is actually the source of your Lyme disease, long haulers, and flu-like symptoms, and so much more. This one product provides relief from the most common symptoms you're experiencing, like fatigue, brain fog, headaches, and joint pain. You'll feel relief in just 2 weeks and getting your life back to all the things that you love to do. This is something you should try in addition to any existing protocols that you are working with. This safe, natural formula really works and has no side effects or drug interactions. A number of Lyme literate doctors are administering it to their patients right now. I've been using CellWell for 14 days and I absolutely love it, and so does my son. It's really made a big difference in our life. Give it a try. And for more information, go get some for yourself. Go to cellwell.us. That's CELWEL.US. Make sure to put code LYMEBOSS for 10% off. That's LYMEBOSS for 10% off. Get your life back now with CellWell. Awesome. Welcome back, everyone. So it was funny, after watching you in another show last night, I mean, it was talking about RA, and you were talking about how you were looking at blood of people who had RA in the military who were diagnosed with it. And you know how you were looking back 5 years, 10 years even, and people, they had those titers back then, but it wasn't until 5-10 years later that they started to actually develop symptoms and get diagnosed. So
yes.
Can you dive a little deeper into that aspect of inflammation and why it's sometimes so hard to diagnose right off the bat?
Let me give you an example that might put in, this is like a what? What? So this is in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And the editors of the journal made a comment. They said, this is an elegant study using sophisticated biomarkers to demonstrate their point. Now, the editors of the journal, the American Medical Association, don't say that very often. They don't give stamps of approval to an article, but they did for this one that came out of Harvard. And so I thought, okay, well, that gives it more credibility. Okay. And they looked at couples going to assisted fertility centers, trying to get pregnant and trying to have a baby, healthy baby. And as you know, some of your friends may have gone through that. They're spending tens of thousands of dollars, and it's a tremendously stressful time for these couples trying to get this thing to work. And they ruled out all of the known risk factors. They ruled out cigarette smoking. They ruled out alcohol consumption. They ruled out obesity. They ruled out socioeconomic class. They ruled out race. They ruled out all of these things in an elegant way that you couldn't argue with. And they narrowed it down to one thing and one thing only. How many servings of fruits and vegetables was the woman eating a day? Okay, we all know the answer to that. The more fruits and vegetables, the better. No. They divided the women into fourths, those eating the lowest number of servings per day, the next, the third, and the highest number of servings per day. And those eating the highest number of servings per day compared to those eating the lowest number of servings of fruits and vegetables per day, in the highest category, they had an 18% less likelihood of successful implantation. 18%. But if they did get pregnant, they had a 26% less likelihood of a live birth. Wait, what? The more fruits and vegetables you eat, the more likely to have a miscarriage or a stillbirth? Yes. Wait. What? And this is the Journal of the American Medical Association from Harvard. And the editor said this is an elegant study using sophisticated biomarkers to demonstrate their point. This is a game-changing study. Now, there was a subgroup of women who were eating organic. And in that category, the results were the complete opposite. The more fruits and vegetables you eat, the better. Wait, what? If I'm eating fruits and conventional fruits and vegetables, I'm increasing my risk of miscarriages. Yes, because of the pesticides, insecticides, rodenticides, fungicides, antibiotics, glyphosate that's on your carrots and cucumbers and lettuce and potatoes and peppers and tomatoes. Yeah, the amount of poison on our foods today is higher than ever before in history. And women are so accumulated with these toxins inside their body that eating more fruits and vegetables just took them over the edge. It's not the fruits and vegetables that caused it. The minute amounts in those servings just took them over the edge to where they had more inflammation and more inflammation, causing the 26% increase miscarriages and stillbirths. After spending tens of thousands of dollars and all of the stress. But here's the good news in that study. Those women eating organic fruits and vegetables were put in that category if they were eating a minimum of 3 servings per week of organic fruits and vegetables, not 3 servings a day, not 21 servings a day, 3 a week. And they had completely opposite results. Now, we think that's because, you know, if you're eating organic whenever you can, you're probably using organic shampoo. Maybe you're using organic lipstick and organic nail polish. In other words, you're doing some things to reduce your risk of all these toxins that we're all exposed to every day. And people don't know how bad these toxins are that have accumulated in your body. But they're fueling this low-grade inflammation that's under the surface all the time. And you know, you've heard these studies. The average woman puts over 180 chemicals on her body before she leaves her house in the morning. The average man, it's over 120 before they leave the house, between the shampoos and the conditioners and the makeup and the underarm deodorant and the soaps, you know, and the shaving cream. All of this stuff that there's no evidence any of it is toxic to you. Absolutely no evidence. And that's how the industry gets away with exposing you to all of this, because there is no evidence that the amount of phthalates in nail polish that get in your bloodstream within 4 to 5 minutes are toxic to humans. There's no evidence of that. But phthalates accumulate in your body. So give me a little girl who paints her 10 little fingers and 10 little toes for 25 years once a week. Now she's 30 years old, gets pregnant, but she's got all these accumulated phthalates in her body. And I talk about the studies that show the kids of the moms with the highest level of phthalates during pregnancy in their urine, the kids at 7 years old, their IQ is 7 points lower. You know, that, wait, what? Because it's the accumulation of all these chemicals. So we need to show you how to reduce your exposure to all these chemicals while you feel fine, and how to focus a little bit every day. Just, you know, I just reviewed last night once again the full interview that I did with Fran Drescher, the nanny.
I love
And
her.
she is so wonderful. What a beautiful human being, you know, really out to help the world. And, you know, she was saying that the most sacred place in your life is your heart. And you have to take care of your heart, and you have to take care of your body. And next, right after that, is your home. It's sacred, and you have to take care of your home. Stop putting the toxins in your home. And then she starts laughing, that laugh of hers, right? She's so funny, right? But Fran has such a great message that she gives to all of us on creating a healthy environment. She told the story. You know, Fran is the president of the Screen Actors Guild, and she was in charge of the strike
Nice.
that went through almost all of last year. And they won. They won, which meant no AI is ever to be used in writing scripts for television shows or for movies. That was the big hullabaloo for the screenwriters, that, and they would not. And so I said, Fran, so you're dealing with these high-powered $1,000-an-hour attorneys for the movie industry who take no prisoners. How did you deal with them? Oh, it was easy. She talked to them on the lounge chair in her bathroom in her nightrobe. She only did Zoom calls with them. She wouldn't meet them in person. She stayed in the safety of her home and her most comfortable environment. And she got nourished and she had some tea. And then she talked to these a-holes, and who would try to manipulate every way they could. And she didn't use that language. That's my way of saying it, but she takes care of herself, and she's a 22-year survivor of uterine cancer. And she said that she's very grateful for the oncologist that saved her life. But she asked the question, why is this happening? And as a result of that, she wrote the book and then she started the foundation, Cancer Schmancer. And she is really teaching the world where cancer comes from and how critically important it is to reduce your level of these toxins that we're all exposed to. So you hear her message in the inflammation equation. And we make the entire interview with Fran, it's about an hour long. And in a docuseries, there's like 8 minutes of Fran, 9 minutes of Jeff Bland, 16 minutes of Dale Bredesen, 4 minutes of this person. We put the story together every day. It's not just a one-on-one for an hour, but we give you the full interview with Fran because it's just so engaging and entertaining. I just love this woman, because she just oozes so much care and compassion in a very balanced New York street way, that is just great to see. It's just really magical. And every one of our speakers give their heart and soul to this, because I do the interviews and my interview style is a little bit in your face. And so,
You? No, I can't imagine.
I mean, it's fun. It's really fun. And afterwards, every one of our interviewers said, oh, thank you. That was really great. That was really good. And we got such great information out. Thank you so much. So we talk about so many important things on how to be healthier and how to treat your immune system with respect. Fran was talking about that she quit smoking somewhere in her early 20s, and because one day she realized, why do I hate my lungs? Why am I treating my lungs so bad? Why am I putting this poison in my lungs? And that's the day she stopped, when she realized what she was doing to her lungs. And, she really has this overview of taking care of herself. And she told a story once before. That she was the victim of a violent crime. And the next day, she went to work. She didn't tell anybody about this. A year and a half later, she was diagnosed with uterine cancer. And she said, you must deal with the emotions. You can't bury this and think you're bigger than your emotions. When I interviewed Dr. Patrick Hanaway, one of the main people in the world of functional medicine, Patrick was diagnosed 4 years ago with stage four throat cancer, stage four. So in my interview, and he's a good friend, and I said, so Patrick, you've been involved in functional medicine 1 month longer than me. You started it in the first weekend that Jeff Bland did. I was in the second weekend, right? So you've been in it longer than I have, and you eat very well, you take care of yourself, What did you miss? And he just looked at me. What did you miss that you developed stage four cancer, meaning it was there for years? And it had to be there for years. What did you ignore? What did you miss? And he said, I thought I was bigger than this. And quite honestly, if this was stage one cancer, I probably would have started taking some nutrients and kept doing my life the way I had been, because I thought I was handling the stress. I wasn't handling the stress well. It was taking a toll. And I knew that if I didn't change completely, I'd be dead in a year, because he knows the statistics on these types of cancers, right? So you get that hard reality kind of information here. And it all comes with the story of how do we take care of our immune system? How do we reduce the insults to the immune system? Because David Furman, and another thing about David Furman at the Buck Institute, there was this guy named Dr. Roy Walford, who did the biosphere experiments in Arizona back in the 1980s, 1990s, where the scientists lived in two geodesic domes for 2 years. They never left. All their food grew inside. They had a well for water, and they were in there together for 2 years, didn't have any outside contact with the world. David Furman was the senior graduate student on the outside monitoring everything. So he's been involved in the aging process for his entire career. And David tells us it's very, very clear that you want vitality in your senior years. You want to be young and vital of spirit and have a body that works well for you. It's your immune system that determines your age, your biological age. Excuse me, your biological age, not your chronological age. Your chronological age is how many years have you been here? That's your chronological age. Your biological age is how old is your body? And for many people, when they start working on this, the tests show your body is getting younger. And some people have bodies that are 10 years, 15 years younger than their chronological age. And we all have that opportunity. Dr. Kara Fitzgerald, when we interviewed her, and she's an age reversal expert, and she talks about it's always the immune system. You have to reduce the inflammation because it's the inflammation that is accelerating your aging process, the excessive inflammation you have. So that's the flavor of our event, the inflammation equation.
I am super excited about it and I can't wait. So, you know, and I imagine you're going to touch on diet quite a bit. And that's like one of the most controversial. I still can't get over how humans don't know what they're supposed to eat. We've just gotten so far off the track, you know, and I've been following your way for quite some time. Like you really simplify it. You're like a carby vegetable, right? Some sort of a root vegetable with something leafy green and a piece of protein. And that has worked the best for me. But then you've got these folks out there that are like, leafy greens are high in oxalates and, you know, lectins and all the things and all the things and all the things can cause different inflammation in different people. So how do you address the diet component when it comes to lowering inflammation?
Really a great question. And, you know, David Furman, when he told us, he had the privilege of working with the third oldest human on the planet. And she's an Italian woman. I don't remember her name. And she died at 113. But David was working with her and she was on no medications, fully functional, had a job until the last short time before her death. And he said her doctor, when she turned 100 years old, her doctor put her on a raw meat diet. Right. Just like what? You know, elders with digestive insufficiencies or systems that are kind of wearing down or slowing down a bit, they need more protein. That's the most common insufficiency for elders, is they're not getting enough protein. And so this woman is eating a raw meat diet every day. And she had walking up the hills, going up the mountains, you know, in Sicily and in the blue zone of not Sicily, Sardinia, And he just talked about how your food selections, the foods you choose to eat, are based on what your body needs now. And it's not going to be the same for your entire life. Now, this is a new concept for me. When he introduced it, I said, wow, that's new. I've never thought about it that way before. And the closer we stay to nature, meaning the foods that grow around us, and the more we eat clean food, organic food, clean meats, things like that, the more attuned our body is, the more grounded we are with nature. So, because of the amount of insult that accumulates in our body, whether it's trichloroethylenes or triclosan or mercury or lead or volatile organic compounds, all of the chemicals that we're exposed to until we reduce our exposure to these things, these chemicals accumulate in our body and they short circuit our systems. You know, take the wire that goes from the battery of a car to the headlight. And if you take that tool and you take off some of the insulation so you can see the wire, and then just take a piece of aluminum foil and tie it on around the exposed wire, the lights flicker on and off on the car. And you say, what's wrong with the lights? There's nothing wrong with the lights. It's the wire that's carrying the electrical message to the lights. Well, that's MS. You know, there's nothing wrong with your muscles when you can't walk, but the brain can't send the message there because the myelin, the saran wrap around the nerves, is short-circuiting out. It's not allowing the message to get through properly. And when you start thinking about this amount of contamination we have every single day, and then you listen to Fran talk about make your home your sanctuary. You know, nobody comes into Fran's house. You know, I had to laugh when we're doing the, I said, Fran, you're the only other person in the world that I know that does this. And she looked at me and I said, nobody comes into your house with their shoes on.
Yeah,
They
no.
all, you have the little blue booties, like hospital booties that, you know, people have to put on. I do that in my house too. I mean, we've got some disposable slippers if people want to wear slippers and barefoot, because we're barefoot in our house most of the time. But you know, if it's a worker coming in with these big boots, we just give them the booties to put on. And I said, you're the only person I know that does that. And she said, your home is your temple. Do you want to live in a place where you feel empowered every day, or you want to live in a place where you feel toxic every day? You know, she just puts it in perspective in a way that makes sense, you know, and you don't have to do any of the crazy things that you don't want to do. But as you do some of the basic things, then next week you do one more thing, and then next week you do one more thing. And it what happens in 6 months, and we talk about this a lot, of how do you implement all of this stuff that you're learning in the inflammation equation, because there's a whole bunch of to-dos that we talk about. How do you implement this? It's overwhelming. And it's 1 hour a week. Mrs. Patient, just tell your family every Tuesday night after dinner, every Sunday after services, whenever it is, but 1 hour a week. Don't bother me. I'm going to be studying or implementing some things so we all can be healthier. And then you go back and you get the handout on house plants, because we're going to give you the handout on house plants from NASA that shows you which house plants absorb 74% of the toxins in the air. And you put the house plants in your kid's bedroom at night and in your bedroom. And NASA showed that 2 6-inch house plants in a 10 by 10 room absorb 74% of the toxins in the air.
That's
And
incredible.
so if you have 8 rooms in your house, you buy 16 house plants. And you put 2 little house plants in the bathroom and a couple in each of the bedrooms, and one in the living room, one in the two in the kitchen. And they grow and they absorb more toxins and they put more oxygen in the air. And you just create this environment in your home. It becomes a sanctuary for you from this toxicity in the world. But 1 hour a week, that's it. So you look at the, you get the handout on house plants and you say, oh, I've seen these before. And then you go to the store and you buy the house plants. Next week, you get the handout on glass storage containers because you learned that plastic storage containers leach phthalates, these chemicals used to mold plastic into the food when your food's put in leftover storage containers. So you need glass storage containers. So you get the three URLs that we give you for glass storage containers, and you go, well, those are okay. Oh, I like those. And you order three round ones and two square ones and one for the pie. You know, you pay through credit card and hit send. Took an hour, but you're done for the week. You're done. And then next week, you do the organic nail polish. And then next week, you do whatever the next thing is, right? And you just take it baby steps. And the theme is progress, not perfection. Progress. You don't have to be perfect. Fran talks about that a lot. You don't have to be perfect. Perfection is a toxicity, she says, right? And then in 6 months, you see something that you haven't seen for a while. Wow, what happened to you? You look great. Wow. Did you lose weight? Well, yeah, I'm actually down two belt sizes, you know, and my biological age now is younger than my chronological age. What? What? You know, my body's younger. I feel younger. And it's because, you know, I've changed my foods and I've made my house a sanctuary, you know. And you just take baby steps, but we're going to show you how. And we'll show you where to start with food, with beverages, with your environment, with your chemicals in your home. Our executive producer is Truly Free. And Truly Free, which is this company that has the best non-toxic dishwashing soap and laundry detergents and all of your glass cleaner and all of these things that you have in your home that right now, you know, we see in the movies where some spy grabs this one and mixes them together in the house and they make a bomb, right? You know, so we don't want any of that stuff in our house, but you want to keep your house clean. And so we're going to show you how to do all of that.
One of my all-time favorite topics to talk about. So this is super exciting. I cannot wait for this to come out. Like, it's huge, and people do need to be screaming this at the top of their lungs. Like, it's deplorable what is in our air, what's in our food, what's in our water, and what it's doing to our generation. You know, this is the first generation ever to the life expectancy has gone down. You know,
That's right.
that needs to wake people up, folks. Like, we've got to start doing something different. We can't keep going status quo. There will be no status quo to go to. So thank you so much for everything that you do. Make sure to go check out the you know, register and sign up and check it out. There'll be notes in the there'll be a link in the show notes for you. So thank you again, Dr. Tom. Always such a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Heather. Real pleasure to be with you too. Thank you so much.
Make sure to have a healthy day, everybody.
Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this episode. Even if you found one little piece of inspiring nugget in it, this is how we change people's lives. This is how people get better. This is how people get hope. So please make sure that you are liking, sharing, and subscribing. Stay tuned for the next episode. You're not going to want to miss it. And while you're at it, head to my website, thelimeboss.com, and make sure you download your free video series, Real Cooking for Real Life. Learn amazing, delicious meals in 20 minutes or less. Learn why and how we cook certain things that are toxin-free, free of contaminants, and how to get a delicious, healthy meal under 20 minutes. You're not going to want to miss out. That's thelimeboss.com.